So we have several different little situations that happen in the gospel text today. It is the Sabbath. And so we have Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law on the Sabbath, which he will be in trouble for doing many healings on the Sabbath, but it's one of them. The thing is that she gets up immediately and begins to wait on them. So, in some sense, she starts working on the Sabbath in response to the grace of being healed. She begins to serve God, to serve Jesus in the house. At sunset, it says that everyone in the town began to bring everyone to Jesus' door. Why sunset? Because they have to wait for the beginning of the new day. The Jewish person, the new day begins when the sun goes down. Look at the book of Genesis, and it says, evening came, morning followed, the first day. Do you ever notice that it starts with evening? Evening came, morning followed. That's how they understand the day. It's even why in the musical Fiddler on the Roof, it's sun, sundown, sun, you know, sunset, sunrise, or whatever. It's all about when the new day begins. So imagine you're turning in for the night and everybody starts showing up at your door as soon as it gets dark with a bunch of possessed people, right? It's not an ideal situation for Simon. But Jesus heals them all. What in the world does healing have to do with redeeming the world? Jesus did not go to school to be a doctor. He was a carpenter. What does healing have to do with the proclamation of the kingdom of God? I don't know if you've ever asked that question or not. We just assume, well, Jesus is God, so he's nice. People hate being sick, and so he heals them. It's not a bad answer, it's just not a good one. We have to understand that sickness, death, disease, as we know them today, come into the world as a conclusion to sin entering into the world. And so if sickness and death and dying are all a fruit of sinfulness, then the kingdom of God is about the reconciliation of the world with God and the forgiveness of sins. If Jesus is about the forgiveness of sins, then he is also about undoing the consequence of sin. If he's about renewing reconciliation of the world with the source of all life in his Father, then he is about undoing the consequences of the tearing of that original relationship to begin with. Original sin, original brokenness that follows from it. Jesus, the undoing of the effects of sin, is proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand. In his person, he will reconcile the world to himself. I don't know if you recognize that the kingdom of God is at hand now. Jesus continues to be at work. When I say the kingdom of God is at hand, well, okay, a kingdom has a king. Whenever a king dies, they have to transition that kingship and the kingdom to the next heir. King, a queen, a prince, a princess takes the throne and a new kingdom is established in them. Our king, Jesus Christ, died once but rose from the dead. He will never die again. The kingdom of God is at hand, and it will never not be at hand. Sometimes we forget that the kingdom of God is about this reconciliation, about this new life that is given to us in Jesus Christ. And we operate simply that as a new list of rules, what you are to do and what we are not to do. There's something greater in the kingdom of God. Jesus wants to manifest. What does it mean tangibly, concretely, that we are reconciled with God? One of the greatest gifts that we do not speak about often enough for my consideration, is that in this reconciliation, the forgiveness of our sins, the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity, is poured into our hearts. Only prophets of old received anointing of the Holy Spirit, not the whole community. But all of that has changed in the reconciliation we have in Jesus Christ. Spirit of God, the Spirit that anointed Jesus, that makes him the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, is now poured upon the entirety of his body, the Church. May we operate in the truth that the kingdom of God is still at hand and at work, undoing the effects through the forgiveness of sin, undoing the effects of it in the world. Amen.